It's hard to get too excited about a community's sewer system until something goes wrong with it, but Petersburg's being recognized for replacing one part of its system, and that's before something big does happen. The borough is replacing a sewer pump station near Scow Bay, more than a mile south of downtown. The project is using low-cost revolving loan money from the state that's initially funded by the federal agency. Suzanne Skidowski is with the EPA's Region 10 office in Seattle.
So Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, they receive grants every year from EPA, as do other states, and they invest that money into a fund that is available to local organizations and utilities to get low-cost financing for their water infrastructure projects. And this is how a lot of projects around the country actually get made, is through those low-cost loans.
Petersburg's project was nominated by the Alaska DEC, and it was an honorable mention winner. It was among four recognized by the EPA this year in a region that includes Idaho, Oregon, and Washington.
And Petersburg Borough was one of those projects that is going to save them, you know, it's going to save them quite a bit of money on their energy costs. It's also going to increase their reliability and resiliency.
Replacement of the Scow Bay pump station could lower energy costs by more than 50% for the pumps used to move sewage to a treatment plant across town. As for reliability, Utility Director Carl Hagerman told the Borough Assembly that the existing pump station has been overwhelmed by stormwater flow, as well as expansion of the sewer system south of downtown. He explained that the old pumps and controls are underground and prone to flooding.
The new station will be have submersible pumps and a control cabinet that is above ground. And so we won't have any issues with possible damage to the controls if a flood occurs. And of course, the goal is not to have a flood at all. So the pumps will be increased capacity and more efficient as well.
The Borough Assembly voted in November to award the project to local company Rock and Road Construction for just over $445,000. Hagerman writes in an email he's pleased with the recognition from the EPA and excited to have this project completed in the next year. Local voters in October also approved an additional $8 million of repairs and replacements to the sewer and water system over the next 5 years. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.